show today, we have Payrail's very own Fran Duggan and Georgia's own credit union's John Carew talking about how six credit unions and Payrail's have partnered to create a new digital payments QSO called CU Pays. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have a full house here on CU Broadcast. We have Mr. Fran Duggan, CEO from Payrail's. Fran, how are you, sir?
Couldn't be better, Mike. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. And we have Georgia's own credit union's chief strategy officer, John Carew. John, how are you, sir?
Doing great, Mike. Very excited to be here.
Yeah, I'm glad you guys are here because you guys have some big news to share that's been in all the publications so far. And you guys actually six credit unions and Payrail's have partnered together to create a new QSO called CU Pays. P-A-Y-Z, that is. And so to give us a quick overview of what CU Pays is, Fran, I'm going to let you go first. Give us your perspective, and then John, you can dive in with the credit union perspective. So Fran, give us a quick overview on CU Pays.
Sure. It's really great because it's truly partnership / collaboration in a whole different way. So we're really happy about it because, as you know, Payrail's itself, being a payment company, one of our key focuses is being client-focused and client-funded, which puts a different perspective on things because our investors are clients, which means we have the same goals in mind. We want to be here for the long term, constantly innovating new products and so forth. And then you find partners like credit unions who have just been dying to get into this space to be able to participate with fintechs on new innovations and products. And so when we got together talking for different reasons, I can let John give you some of the history if you need, but it truly is one of those, we looked at each other and said, wow, this just makes a whole lot of sense. And so we did some really creative things from the QSO perspective, which is new to myself, but the nature of credit unions and the whole QSO environment fits well with our overall mission, I said, of being that client-focused institution. So be able to bring technology and new products and new features to this base just really, really worked out well.
Yes, that sure sounds like it. John, let's get the credit union perspective here. What does it look like from your point of view?
Well, the industry, it has a whole bunch of providers that are, you know, great legacy providers that provide function. What the credit unions need in order to compete with the emerging threats of the larger banks and fintechs is next generation technologies, and they need to do it in a way that is a business model that requires significant collaboration, bring our buying power, bring our capital, bring our know-how, our ideas to bear so that we can get that next generation product, participate in the profits and losses of a venture, keep the product fresh, and it's all about the resulting product competing in the marketplace.
Mm-hmm. And it sounds like it's setting credit unions up for a prosperous future because obviously we got to keep up with the fintechs and the big giant banks and all that type of stuff. And it sounds like this really levels that playing field. So how exactly does it work with credit unions? Fran, I'll let you go first on this one.
In terms of how it works with credit unions, so they will still be clients of CU Pays, of this QSO. Mm-hmm. But the real point, to John's point, is now we've got folks that are vested. So they are going to be investors. The QSO will be invested in Payrail's. So kind of indirectly, I might say, these six credit unions plus, and the list, John, I've been talking about, the list is actually growing extremely quickly in terms of other folks wanting to jump in and participate. For all the reasons that John laid out, it's kind of like, don't you want a true partner? I mean, the handcuffs of the current technology providers where it's like, hey, you can have vanilla or you can have vanilla. And by the way, we don't have time to even think about anything but vanilla versus some of us that, you know, in fairness, being privately held, being client-owned, allows us to continue to invest in technology, continue to invest in new things. To your point of laying that playing field, it's just good business sense. And as we look at it, you got to think of that QSO as one very large client for Payrail's. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes it unique from a Payrail's perspective with these credit unions. So to John's point about buying power, it's not just buying, but it's just that whole collectiveness and their willingness to collaborate with each other. And then with Payrail's, we just think it's a formula that's, we won't be the last ones to probably do this. But I think this is really breaking new ground on behalf of the credit unions.
Yeah, sure, sounds like it. Sure sounds like it. Now, let's step back a little bit here, John. Give us some history here. What prompted the creation of this QSO? Did you guys get together and go, hey, you know what? Here's some pain points that aren't being answered in the industry. Let's put our heads together and collaborate. As we've heard all throughout the year, collaboration is kind of our superpower. But so how did it all start? What was the spark that got it going?
Well, it started first with the credit union's needs, you know, the competitive landscape. We needed what's next. You mentioned level the playing field, and we're looking beyond that. We're looking for what's next products, and what we're looking at with Payrailz is next generation member experience and features and functionality that differentiates us in the marketplace. So the need started it. And then there were a couple of parallel collaborative efforts. One, through MDC, you had a group of credit unions, members development company, a group of credit unions looking at different investment alternatives for significant collaboration. Mm-hmm. MDC has been looking at developing a fintech fund, looking at investments like Payrailz, and trying to put more D in the R&D. At the same time, Constellation Digital Partners was looking for its payment partner, a payment engine, to integrate in with Constellation. It went through a structured process throughout the fall, selected Payrailz. It was in the process of negotiating what would normally be a credit union group buying arrangement. We converged those two efforts and said, let's go deeper. Let's take an equity stake in Payrailz. Let's develop a true partnership. Let's help them succeed from a feature and functionality or ideation standpoint. Let's also help them succeed with bringing the product to market. They help us succeed by giving us truly a differentiable member experience and features and functionality that we cannot get elsewhere. It's a real win-win.
Very cool. Now, Fran, we saw each other at the Constellation Conference a few months ago. I'm sure the wheels were turning at that time, and it's kind of cool to see it coming to fruition. So kind of getting a bigger picture here, how do you see it benefiting credit unions out there? I think we actually, you know, we said providing next generation products out there. So how else do you see it benefiting credit unions out there?
Well, I think that partnership, to your point, we did talk back then, and that was very early stage, and it's more what John brought up is the desire for how do we do a deeper partnership beyond just buying power or still just the generic stuff. How do we do something bigger, broader, more encompassing? And that's what that evolved into. So what we talked about back then was, can you imagine if you're a credit union, suddenly now you get to be an investor and have influence over where things are headed, as opposed to just being a receiver or whatever comes out of the, you know, the manufacturing's mothership.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about. And when you're on the Payrailz side, you say, and I think a lot of fintechs like Payrailz saying, you know, we'd love to have more collaboration from actual clients, people on the front lines. And so John used the words win-win, and I think that has been the ultimate structure from the beginning and the get-go. So from a credit union's perspective, the idea is you now have choice. And we've been using the term, you know, it's time. We've all talked about the need to get more technology advanced. How do we leapfrog what's out there? How do we get ahead? We want great member experiences, and yet we kind of feel this handcuff or this burden of, I can't do it myself, and my technology providers are not going as fast as all these other competitors.
Yeah.
And so now you look at this win-win and say, well, Payrailz, that's what we want to do. That's what we do, mm-hmm. is go as fast, new ideas, new experiences. And when you have the collaboration from the clients, it's just a win-win situation. So I said, I believe, and I know John's already well ahead of me in terms of other collaborations that you can apply this model to, that once again helps all credit unions, because this is open to all credit unions. You don't even have to be an investor to be part of this QSO. So we are expanding this not just for these first six or the next 10 that are all joining quickly, but to all credit unions and other folks in this industry. Say, look, jump in, see how the water is, and get involved, and we're just the start. And I think John elaborate on that, because he's got even bigger ideas beyond just the payments piece.
Oh, let's hear John.
Well, at first we'd like to drill a little bit more to the question that you asked. You know, Fran, how does this benefit credit unions? You know, specifically, credit unions get next generation member experience and features and function. That's critical. But also, the product gets put in front of the entire installed home banking base. So in George's own case, 125,000 members, as opposed to just our home bank, just our bill pay users, you know, of less than 30,000. So we get to benefit our members by having money movement, the A to A to P to P, or the Zelle and the on us transfers, the loan payments, all the money moving is in the same place for ease of use. That benefits Georgia's own because it solidifies PFI, increases the checking account utilization, and that ultimately benefits our members.
Beautiful. And Fran, you mentioned the word speed, which is so important today, because I keep hearing futurist, you know, presenters, and like they're all saying that this is what the pace of technology or the pace of business is never going to be slower than it is right now. So we're going to get faster and faster and faster. So is this kind of an answer to that as well?
Absolutely. Absolutely. People talk about speed related to payments and real-time payments and APIs. And as we've talked, we consider those just, that's the benchmark to get in. But how do you take this technology? How do you take what's happening out there and really define the new member experiences that's expected? You know, we call it the do-it-for-me world. So in the worlds of Nest thermostats and self-driving cars, where people are expecting the computers and things to do it for them, well, how does that apply to financial services? And that's what Payrailz is really more about, to differentiate experiences. And how do you build, I like to use the words, the digital relationship with the members? Now, there's nobody more focused on their members' experiences or that relationship than credit unions. I mean, that's what they do by default, right? So how do you bring that into the digital world, though? Take all that personal experience they have, and that's where the collaboration comes in. We know we have the technology. What it is now, so you bring in that other piece, and you start building these digital relationships with all kinds of new experiences beyond what's been done out there or just even being conceived about. That's where we are as a company. That's what excites us. Mm-hmm. I said, and it fits well with the mission, the basic mission of serving members that credit unions have.
Indeed, indeed. So I want to talk goals here, short-term, long-term goals. John, what are some short-term goals? And then where do you see you guys, where do you see yourselves in 5-10 years?
Well, short-term with this partnership, it's bringing more credit unions onto the partnership and getting credit unions onboarded with the Payrailz product. That will be huge for each credit union that participates. As far as George's Own and our fellow Constellation members, it's deploying Constellation more and more credit unions and opening that up, getting more than the 82 service providers that are currently developing for the Constellation platform. And then we look at working with collaborative forums such as Members Development Company to develop more of these collaborations where credit unions can contribute ideation, capital, group buying, and a constant refresh of ideas for the product with open, nimble partners with good technology, leapfrog technology such as Payrailz. We see these kind of partnerships propagating, and I don't know that they'll displace the legacy providers, but I think what they'll do is they'll complement the later legacy providers in those areas that the credit unions find strategically critical and an area they have to differentiate from the competition.
Yeah, no doubt. And reading the press release, I can't remember who said it in one of their quotes, like, it allows credit unions to take control of their future, which is so important today, so important. All right, guys, last question here. Where can folks find out more about CU Pays? Where can they get involved or just find out more information? Where do we go? Fran?
We would suggest you go to payrailz.com. Okay. You can simply fill out a form there and reach us through there. We're happy to reach out and talk to you. We're setting up appointments like crazy right now, but we have full team forces, and then we'll connect you with the right folks, be it folks from Payrailz and many of the folks like John and those other six credit unions have all volunteered to talk to folks, reach out to folks. But I think the easiest way is to go through payrailz.com, simple form of saying, hey, reach out to me, and we'll get you connected with the right information and the right people.
Very cool. Very cool. Are you guys sensing something here? There's a sense of increased business, increased opportunity. I've never seen more, I guess, new businesses or new QSOs popping up in the last couple of years. And it's really, really exciting. And I think it's great news for credit unions because, like you said, I mean, it allows credit unions to take control of their future because they have all these choices. And you guys are right there in the mix. So it's really fun to watch. So good stuff, guys. John, anything else to add there to elaborate?
No, just appreciate the opportunity. As Fran said, this is available to all credit unions. And each of the collaborations that we do through Members United, through Constellation, will be available to all credit unions because advancing the movement is important to natural person members and will continue to do so.
Indeed. You guys are on the right track for sure. And we're going to keep an eye on you guys, all right? We're going to see how you guys progress. All right, Fran, thank you so much. John, thank you very much. Nice shirt, by the way. So glad we matched. All right, guys.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime, guys. Anytime. Keep up the good work, all right?